It's another evening news bulletin on Latvian television, and once again, Greece is dominating the headlines.
Jau pusstundu kopš Grieķijā oficiāli amatā stājies jauns finanšu ministrs.
Latvians are no strangers to harsh economic conditions. The economy went from boom to bust between 2000 and 2009. The country received an international bailout in exchange for severe austerity measures and structural reforms. Wages and pensions were slashed, thousands of people were made redundant, and unemployment soared. At the moment, the economy is growing again, and Latvians have mostly put the tough times behind them. But the Greek crisis brings back some bad memories for these locals.
I think that Greeks have gone through all the challenges that we experienced. They have to tighten their belts. I suffered through the crisis too, and they have to accept the situation. I did. Life goes on.
I think they're used to the good life and generous benefits. I heard Greek pensioners complaining on the news that their pension was 2,600 euros, but now it's 1,300 euros. Well, 1,300 euros, if you compare that to our pensions of 300 and 400 euros, well, judge for yourselves.
There's been an outburst of resentment against the Greek government from a number of politicians in Latvia. Among them is Andris Vilks, the former finance minister of Latvia, who took up office during the austerity drive. Vilks told Latvian television that the Greeks have a populist government that doesn't want to do anything.
The situation is red hot. Everybody wants to help, but I think that the level of tolerance towards Greece is too high. Well, at any rate, it's not bearable as far as the Nordic and the Baltic countries are concerned, because it's too brutal what the Greeks are doing. It's real cheating. I would even say that it's very brutal cheating, typical of the East.
The financial crisis hit the Baltic states after the collapse of the Lehman Brothers investment bank in America in 2008. Banks stopped lending at the time, and Latvia suffered the deepest recession in Europe at that time.
The recession in Latvia lasted for 8 quarters, 2 years exactly. People don't think so much about that, perhaps, but it's been over for about 5 years by now.
That's Morten Hansen, head of economics department at the Stockholm School of Economics in Riga.
Basically, all these austerity measures, they were so-called front-loaded. So you did it more or less at once, starting summer 2009. It means that downturn becomes really sharp, and for some people, the suffering was very, very deep here, no doubt about that. That is one major reason or difference between Latvia and Greece. Then also Greece was more like also in bigger trouble than Latvia.
Hansen says that Latvia was in big trouble because the government spent too much money in the good times. Greece is in trouble for the same reason, but its government spent way more money over a much longer period of time. Hansen adds that Latvians, Estonians and Lithuanians see themselves as Europeans and they would go a long way to remain there. But Hansen adds he has his doubts about Greeks and whether they now want to remain part of Europe. Jadars Dielzis, DW, Riga.